The threat of terrorist attacks and a possible war with Iraq are contributing to the uncertainties that have paralyzed business investment. One exception to that trend is the defense industry. Increased military spending is shoring up the economies of some states, including Florida. The state ranks fourth in prime defense contracts and has more than 20 military bases. NPR's David Malpas reports on what some call the real muscle behind Florida's improving economy.
On the runway at Northrop Grumman's facilities in Melbourne, Florida, is one of the defense company's mainstays, a joint project of the Air Force and Army, the Joint Stars surveillance aircraft. Northrop is about to deliver its 15th Joint Star, a $300 million jet. The plane is part of what has made defense one of Florida's top three industries. The special electronics that are installed on the aircraft here in Melbourne allow Joint Stars to peer down over hundreds of miles and provide minute details of what's on the ground below. Jim Stratford, a Northrop spokesman, points out that in Desert Storm, the plane was best known for spotting the retreat of Iraqi forces out of Kuwait.
Referred to as the mother of all retreats, Joint Stars was the one that saw those vehicles leaving and forces were called in to destroy them.
Back then, response times to information gathered by such aircraft took hours. Today, with upgraded electronics, it takes only minutes. Soon, Northrop Grumman will start work on the next generation of ground surveillance aircraft, which should help keep its 6,000 Florida employees busy. One of the company's newest facilities in Florida is what they call the Cyber Warfare Integration Network. It examines the best ways to coordinate the latest hardware, such as unmanned aircraft, into the mix of weapons systems. Alan Dosher, a Northrop vice president, says the cyber facility provides, as he puts it, an eye-popping amount of computer horsepower that generates multiple war scenario simulations.
To investigate how best to make these systems work together so you can decrease the timeline on how long it takes you to find a target of interest and then do something about it.
Dozier says Florida's defense contractors are at the heart of the military's transformation towards more technological warfighting capabilities, and that's why they've won a disproportionate share of Pentagon contracts. Harris Communications is another company that has prospered as a high-tech contractor. Its specialties include satellite communication terminals, airborne digital maps, and transmission of real-time target imagery that allows pilots to precisely update the point of impact of a missile in flight. Harris revenues are rising at 15% a year. At a manufacturing plant on the east coast of Florida, Harris workers in blue smocks look through microscopes as they solder electronic boards used in multiple rocket launchers. But much of the work is automated with machines like this one that picks out the right parts for each board. Brad Williams, a senior manager at the plant, says business is good.
The building itself is as full as it's ever been in the 20 years that it's been open. We currently have about 20 programs at various stages of production and are actively adding to our staff.
The firm overall is increasing its workforce by a net of 7% a year and currently has nearly 200 openings for systems and network engineers. Veronica Sherrard is now back at Harris after a brief stint away working for a dot-com. She was enticed away from defense by the entrepreneurial energy of a startup and all the venture capital floating around. But then, she says, the bottom fell out.
The company did downsize to basically 10% of what it was at one time. And that is when it lost some of the allure for me. The culture certainly changed, watching pennies because, you know, money had been spent.
Now, Sherrard, a marketing manager, says there's a new vibrancy inside the old economy company. The work, she says, at Harris seems so much more relevant now with homeland security needs and a potential war looming. Bob Henry, president of the Harris division that handles military contracts, says the real breakthrough in communications gear is the level of speed for sending data to and from the battlefield.
We've opened up the bandwidth. Before, you were talking about kilobit transmissions. Now we're talking about megabit transmissions. which means a lot faster than we've ever done before, and a lot more information passed at one time. That's where we play.
State officials claim some credit for the defense industry's growth here. Governor Jeb Bush, like his brother, the president, is a strong supporter of the industry. He has pushed for state seed money for some of the military expansion and beefed up technology education for the workforce. Some contractors worry, however, that the federal money spigot will slow to a trickle for certain defense work if the U.S. goes to war with Iraq. The costs of fuel, bombs, and movement of troops, they fear, will siphon off funds that otherwise would go to research, training, and equipment upgrades. Other contractors, such as Bob Henry of Harris Communications, predict that the concentration of high-tech defense contractors in Florida positions them to flourish, war or no war.
We're in an uptick for 3 to 7 years, I believe, in the defense industry, until we can make the world safe for everybody. And it may take longer than that.
A year ago, military spending generated an estimated $30 billion for the state. Recent contracts and improvements at military bases suggest the figure is moving steadily higher. David Malpas, NPR News, Melbourne, Florida.